So, how about that dry saddle backhand pass?
Yeah, that was nice. I mean, he's got a great great way to find guys. I mean, he's one of the best at it in the league, in the world. So, impressive pass, great goal, and huge to get up 1-0 in the first period.
You seemed really sort of calm in net tonight. Did you just really feel dialed in tonight, maybe?
Thank you. Yeah, I felt pretty good. I think obviously confidence grows as the team's doing such a good job in front of me, right? So, you know, I think we just, for a full 60 minutes, we just battled hard, and able to get the 2 points is massive.
Can you expand on that a little bit, Stuart? What did you see from your team in front of you to kind of maybe help you out a little bit?
Yeah, I think just our battles, and just we were so hungry to win every battle, and I think that was very impressive to watch, just our guys fight for the puck, every single puck, every one-on-one battle, every scrum in front of the net, just everything. We did a great job boxing guys out, great job coming back into the D zone as forwards, and I mean, just everyone was doing their part and doing their job, and I believe that if we continue to do that, and we do that every game, we always have a chance to win.
But at the same time, patient too, right? Like, that seems to be a word that the other two guys were using. Did you see that out of the group?
For sure, yeah. I mean, you got to be patient almost every game, especially kind of getting to this end of the season. You know, teams are going to start playing tighter, and, you know, obviously LA is one of the best teams, so it was big for us to stay patient and just, you know, be ourselves out there.
Stu, for a shutout, Kempe had the breakaway on you. You got the glove there. That's all you gave him?
No, I think I gave him more, but he made a nice move, and he actually beat me, and I was able to catch him on the glove, and he was a little bit upset about it, but I mean, I would have been upset if he scored, so it's
and you had a shutout against San Jose, you know, a few years back. This one, considering the magnitude of the game, feel even better?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not about the shutout, it's about the big win, being able to, you know, I mean, the game was tight the whole 60 minutes. I mean, it was a 1-0 game for majority of the game, and then we were able to get to 2, and then even then they were still, you know, battling and coming at us. So, you know, just a huge credit to all of us being able to stick with it for the whole game.
Does this, you know, everyone knows how you're going to have to play in the playoffs, which you talk about how you will play in the playoffs. Does it feel good when you do it, when you kind of mean more when it happens?
I mean, it's a tough question because, like, it feels like a playoff game, but it's not. But I mean, I think every game, especially now with the last 3 weeks, I think is very important for us, and every single win is, you know, it's going to feel very good. You know, we're fighting for playoffs, we're fighting for home advantage, we're fighting for a lot. So, you know, I mean, that's all that, I mean, we can look at that, but the big thing is just being able to go one game at a time, and I thought we did a great job staying in the moment tonight.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks, Stuart.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.